Hey, this is your girl Imani. You are tuned in to Model with the Marks. Hey, you guys, welcome back to our first episode of 2021. I want to start by saying I hope that every single one of you guys are out there, are staying protected, making sure you wash your hands, making sure you have your mask on, and just staying safe through this whole crazy times in our lives right now. I'm so excited. I have a lot of ideas, a lot of things that I want to talk about on these new episodes that are coming up, and I am so excited to be back with you guys. So I want to get into this episode. Guys, so on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about work ethic. I'm going to basically give you a rundown about who I am. So I am from New York, Brooklyn to be exact, Bed-Stuy to be exact, and I've lived in North Carolina for some years. But when I moved down here, I've always noticed that North Carolina was a whole lot slower than New York. I mean, the way that they talk, the way that they move, like everybody is just in slow motion. Like it doesn't matter where you go or how you turn, like everybody is just slow, like nonstop. So when I got old enough to work, I've had numerous amount of jobs. I'm going to name a few. I've had FedEx, Bojangles, Wendy's, Arby's. I've worked in numerous warehouses. And I will say that the work ethic from New York, from the South, is so different. And then, of course, I've moved back in New York in 2018 to pursue my goals and my dreams. And I accomplished it within the 3 month span that I moved back home to Brooklyn, and I've also had a job there as well. And I was just like, something is not right. Like, how can I be so far ahead in New York within less than a month that I have been living there? But if I was back in North Carolina, I would have been getting nowhere with my dreams, my goals, my passions, none of that. And so I was scrolling on Instagram, looking through the stories, you know, and this one girl that I followed, I'm going to go ahead and shout her out. Her name is Tay Soli. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, but it's spelled T-A-Y-S-O-L-E-Y. And that is her Instagram name if you want to look her up. She posted this on her story, and I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. I totally agree with what she's saying. And the things I've been thinking, she said it perfectly. So I'm like, I have to talk about this. Like, there's no way around it. Like, I'm not crazy, you guys. If you're from up north and you move down south, then you totally agree with what I'm talking about and you get what I'm saying. So she went on to write, in New York, when you have a strong work ethic, it plays in your favor. You get first dibs on the most lucrative shifts. You set your own schedule. You get paid time off. Mutual respect with corporate and or management. But in the South, when you have a strong work ethic, it becomes legal slavery. These people think you actually want to work 7 days a week, 12 plus hours. The management thinks working a double is the equivalent of a work bonus. Vacation. What is that? We like you, so you must like us. Tell us everything you know about your coworkers. And then, of course, after that, she went on listing the things that she's done while she was in New York and all the things she was able to do while able to also accomplish her goals and her dreams. And she just said everything so right. And I just had to like come on here and just tell you guys my thoughts and my opinions. Hey, you guys, so now that I told you what she said, I want to go ahead and give you my experiences about me working in North Carolina versus me working in New York, about the things that I was able to do within the course of both of them. So I'm going to start with North Carolina because obviously I got my first job in North Carolina. So I've always had numerous fast food jobs, right? So I'm going to tell you about this one company and probably about a second one. So this one company was a burger restaurant. And basically, this was a new restaurant in town. So they were hiring people on the spot. I originally went there to get interviews for a supervisor position, but they already hired for the position. So they offered me another position. So I said, okay, cool, bet. Like, I'll take it. It is what it is. I just need the extra money, right? So I told him like my hours. I told him that I was in school. So basically I have to complete math assignments on time and I only can work a certain amount of hours. I don't want to do nothing less. I don't want to do nothing more. I can't stay over. I don't want to close. I only can work day shifts. And that's that on that. He agreed to everything that I said, you guys. And I feel like this is how these jobs will get you. They will agree to anything to get you into the building, to get you to work for them. And then when you get there, they do a complete 360. They don't care about what you got going on in life. They completely fall off from what y'all talked about, what y'all agreed upon. They don't care about none of that. So like I said, this restaurant was just about to open. And we were going on our second week. And I kid you not, you guys, we were literally training for 6 days per week, working 10 hours a day. So that's 60 hours a week. Honestly, it was probably like 65 hours a week. Because we were like in here like nonstop and we would not get a break. Like they really treated us like we were robots. Like we were not human. Like that's how much we were working. And it was so annoying. Like everything. Like I hated everything about it. And I tried to suck it up. And then when the second week come, I'm like, I'm over this. Like my feet hurt. Wait, we ain't had no break yet. Just like everything. Like I don't want to smell like burnt food. I'm tired of coming home smelling like food. I'm like over it. And so 2 days before the grand opening, he told everybody, okay, I'm going to make a new schedule for you guys. And that's the schedule you're going to work. And so when I got my schedule, he had scheduled me every day that week. When I told him I had something to do on this day prior to me hiring me. And so when I texted him, I just said, can you like take me off the schedule for this day in particular? Because I have something to do that I talked to you prior. He had the audacity. I mean, literally the audacity to tell me no. One thing about these jobs in North Carolina, they would try to bully you into doing hours that you did not agree to. And they would not care. In their minds, they're like, oh, she needs this job. So she's going to have to do what I want her to do. And you know, she needs this money, so she's going to be stuck here. She's going to have to deal with it. And I don't like that mentality because people forget, like, I don't care if you're a manager, a supervisor, or an owner. When you clock out of that job, like, you just are a normal person on the street. Like, you don't treat nobody like that. You can't tell nobody, oh, yeah, well, you have to do this. And when he said no, I said no. So he was just like, are you going to come in? I'm like, no, I'm not coming in. He was like, well, you know, I already made the schedule. I'm like, that's not my business. Like, and so after that, I legit left. I didn't even answer him after that. I think he called me that next morning and was just like, hey, I thought we talked about you coming in, da 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 da. And I was like, I already told you I wasn't coming in. Like, how you going to tell me no when I told you I have schoolwork to do and you still want to schedule me? And on top of that, we were training 6 days straight for 2 weeks with no breaks, 10 hours a day at that. They didn't care about that. And so I just left. That right there told me off the bat, that was red flag number one. And that was the only flag that I needed. Once he wasn't able to accommodate what we talked about, that means he's just a straight liar at that point. They're full of nonsense. So I left that alone. Now, my other job was also like a burger, fast food restaurant place type thing. You know what I'm talking about? This job, it was so stressful. I'm talking about I hated everything about it, from the customers to the management to the environment. The only thing I liked was the employees that I worked with, because there were some funny characters. It was just a ball working with them. We would literally be laughing at the customers. We would be having a good time on a shift, but those customers, it just sucked ass. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, it was just so bad. Like, this job will want you to come in at 9 a.m. Not to mention, you would have to be there at 10 a.m. But the gag is, we would have to work till 11 p.m. or 10 p.m. at night, you guys. And then get one break the whole day. It was so bad. And then this job, I was going back and forth to New York. And then I'm just like, I'm not making no money from this job to help me fuel my passion to get to the end goal that I want to do, which is modeling and acting. They're not really helping with the goal. And it's like every time I try to request off, they didn't want to do it. They also got an attitude. They also were just like, oh, well, it's based on the business needs, da 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 da. And they were just full of nonsense. They were literally giving you the runaround. I am a good worker. But one thing about me is my mouth is really smart. Like, I catch on really fast to nonsense. Like, a job telling an employee no, especially when they put a day off, like, 2 to 3 months in advance. And then when that time comes, it's just like, oh, well, you can't do it. And this is how you do these jobs. You book your ticket anyway. You plan your trip anyway, and you let them know that everything is paid for, and they just gonna have to deal with it. And that's how you do these jobs the way they be doing us, okay? And it's only right and it's only fair. And I feel like the older I got and I started looking at these businesses, the way they were operating, I mean, literally, the management was sucked incredibly. They did not even know what they were doing. They would hire anybody to be in management. Like, I'm talking about, I've literally had a manager that was sleeping with two employees, and they didn't even know. There were nothing but gossip going on, okay? So that right there wasn't even a healthy work environment. It was just so much. And I feel like these jobs out here, they just want you to work nonstop and not have a life. And I was not and am not about to get sucked into that, okay? So when I come back on this break, okay, I'm going to tell you about the New York, you know, jobs, about how they're different. Because those jobs are way better. Not only do they pay more, you got mad free time. You can do whatever you want. You can take trips galore. I mean, everything. So I'll be right back on this break. Okay, you guys, so I'm back and I'm about to tell you about my job that I got in New York. I'm even going to tell you the name because why not? That job was amazing. It was honestly my top number one job that I've ever had. It was super chilled. The pay was great. We made our own schedule. We got to do whatever it is we wanted to do, other goals and dreams and passions and stuff like that, okay? So when I moved back to Brooklyn, I didn't have a job in place. I didn't even have money saved up to do what I had to do. And now, if you know, New York is expensive. Like, honestly, North Carolina is way cheaper than New York, and you get way more for your money, you guys. I'm tearing everything up today, but you obviously get way more for your money in North Carolina. But New York is like mad expensive for like no reason, and you don't even get what you pay for, okay? So I was super fortunate and super lucky that I had mad family still in Brooklyn, and it just worked out for me. So I wasn't necessarily out in New York by myself. So one of my first things that I did when I moved back was I looked for a job. Now, I got hired at this job literally my second week in Brooklyn, which was good for me because my money was running very low, you know, so I had to make something happen. I had to make it happen fast. Now, this job that I got hired at, it was such an amazing, like, job. Like, it was just like a bomb job. Like, I highly recommend it to anybody that wants to work at that place. And it was just like a good environment. Like, I loved it. Like, they open at a reasonable time at 8 a.m. and they close at a reasonable time as well, which I think was 9 o'clock. And by the time I get home, it's like at least 9:45, not even a full hour till I get home. So it was no big deal. And I just absolutely loved it. Okay, so this job was like a kiosk type of job, like 3D pop-up cards. I would literally just stand there and open and close the card, you guys. And I'm not even playing. That is exactly what I would do. And that was that. That was just that, okay? So the job paid really well from what I was used to from North Carolina. Because like I told you, or I'm not sure, North Carolina starts you off at $7.25. Some jobs, they'll probably charge you $9 or $10. I feel like $10 was definitely the max in North Carolina, especially the city that I stay in, because it's a little town. It's not even a city. It's a little town, okay? It's not even a city, okay? I'm not even going to do that. They don't deserve that, okay? So I was used to getting paid like $9 an hour. And so when I got to New York and I seen that pay rate, I said, you guys to be kidding me. I am in luxury. I'm about to have a ball, okay? So not only was the pay great, but I also got to make my own schedule. So not only was the pay and the schedule great, but they had this one rule, which I feel like every job should carry on with them with that, because it was like a bomb ass schedule. Like, I never thought a schedule like that would ever exist, ever. Like, I would have to be there at 8 a.m. and I believe the location they would put me at was close to my house that I was staying at that moment in New York. And it would only take me about 40 minutes, which is not bad for any New Yorker, especially if you got to take a train or, you know, the bus, 40 minutes ain't a big deal. It's like, it ain't nothing. Just put your headphones in and enjoy the ride. And then by the time you look up, that is your stop. So the locations were never too far from my place up there. And not only that, but I will only have to work 5 hours. So I would do like an 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, probably like a 1 o'clock. Or sometimes I would only work 4 hours that day. And then the next person would come in and they would work 4 or 5 hours. And then the next person would come in and that person would honestly probably only work 3.5 hours because the location would close like at 9:30, 10 o'clock-ish. And so that was just that on that. So we didn't have any supervisors. We didn't have any managers around us. It was like a one-person job. Like, if you opened in the morning, it was your job to make sure that you get there at a reasonable time to set up. And not only that, like, you can literally be late. As long as the store is open, they don't care. As long as that drawer money is counted correctly and everything is deposited the right way, they can care less. Honestly, they can care less. It was just us to work the location while they sit back and be in office. And that's just what it was. So their policy was they don't want to work employees over 5 hours because they've noticed that if you work employees more than 5 hours, they start to get frustrated and they start to get annoyed. And then their work ethic starts to go down after that. And they are 110% correct. Okay. I need North Carolina to take notes and actually follow through with that because they are extremely right. Like, that job was so bomb. Like, I didn't care. Like, when I told you I specifically went to New York to model and act, that's exactly what I did. And then the job was like extra money for me. And it wasn't no big deal. Like, I will wake up at 6 o'clock, trying to leave the house by 6:45 to catch the train. By the time I get to work, it's normally around 7:45, 7:50. And I just open the stand up. I work to about, 11, probably 12. The next person would come in. Then after I clock out of work, I would literally go to like a casting or, you know, just walk around Times Square or something. Y'all, when I say I absolutely miss New York, like, I miss the vibes. I miss just running into different peoples from different backs. I tore that up from different walks of life, you guys, okay? Like, New York was such an amazing experience. If you ever want to do anything in entertainment, I highly suggest going to a big city like Atlanta, Miami, LA, New York. Those are the main locations for you to go. Anywhere else, they don't exist. Sorry to tell you. But it was, like, so much fun. Like, the job was, like, amazing. They wasn't tripping over, you know, you requesting off days, last minute. I mean, literally, if you did not want to work a shift, all you had to do was the same day, just text, like, you know, all the employees and be like, hey, you know, I don't want to work this shift. Anybody want to take it? And I kid you not, like, somebody will respond back within 15 minutes and they would take your shift. And I would just go on about my day like it was nothing. Like, in North Carolina, you can't do that. It's like you work 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You literally eat food barely up, you know. Just sluggish. You go to sleep, you wake up, and you're probably only have less than 3 hours to do what you want to do, and then you have to go back to work. Versus in New York, it's like you just wake up, go to work it for like 5 hours. Again, you can go home and relax. And then one thing I love about New York as well was the multiple transportation methods that, you know, New Yorkers have. Like, we have the train, we have the subway, we have Lyft, Uber now. We can walk because of sidewalks versus in North Carolina. It's like you have to drive everywhere and you really can't just hop, skip and jump on a bus because even though they have buses out here, it ain't like New York. Like, their whole system and way of thinking is giving me very much horse, you know, Renaissance times. I'm sorry to say it, but that is what it was. And so when she said that, you know, when you're in New York, you know, you can do this and this and that. She wasn't lying, okay? You can do whatever you want. Like, I literally, within 3 months of me moving to New York, I was able to do 4 shows, 1 movie, like it was nobody's business. Not to mention, I was working before I got to the casting, and I was able to work after I was finished doing the show, like it was nothing. And I would just go home and, like, go to sleep and, like, plan what I was going to do for the next day because, like I said, I had nothing but time on my hands. Like, I was literally going to casting and casting and casting. And still was able to do a regular job. Versus in North Carolina, there's no such thing as you having a goals and dreams. And then one thing I also hate about these jobs, you guys, and I think I'm going to end it here, is the 401k. I believe a 401k is just a way for jobs to keep you working for somebody you don't want to work for. Because to me, 401ks are just your personal bank through your job. And I feel like 401ks are designed for people who have a hard time saving money by themselves. So they have to go through their job to take money out their check that they made from themselves to save it into a bank account. Like, it's the same thing. Like, if you're not really good at saving money, I feel like that's what a 401k is. So I really don't get down with the 401k jobs. Like, I've had people that try to make me work office jobs, all these, you know, jobs that I ain't really interested in. And it was like 401k, 401k. A 401k, you guys, are just a personal bank through your employer to help you save money that you made from them. You know what I'm talking about? You can go do that with your own bank account. You just have to be really strict with the amount of money you save up. And that's just that on that, you guys. And that is my opinion from the South to the North about the work ethics. Because obviously the work ethics are different. Like, you see how I was so excited to talk about New York and North Carolina. It was just draining. Like, I have stories for days about the jobs that I've had, the experiences that I've had, the people I've met, the disrespectful customers I've, you know, talked to. I have so many stories. So if you're interested in hearing any more of those stories, just hit me in my DM. You can email me. And also, you guys, I want to thank you for tuning in to the first episode of 2021, you guys. I have so many topics we're going to talk about. If you have a business, you're a rapper, model, artist, singer, whatever you are doing, hit us up. I'm trying to do these interviews. I'm trying to interview some people about your business, about your brand, about what you do. And that is that on that, you guys. So enjoy your rest of your day and look out for the next episode with your girl Imani with Model with the Marks.